on Butter Foot 37, of the Department of Transport. I think we can go straight to observations and recommendations, because the first part of the report covers what was presented to us in terms of all the entities and the Department of Transport. On observation. Is there any addition or amendment, Honorable Olive?
Chairperson, I would suggest two things. The one is just the language thing. 7.3, the word facilitation should just be facilitating. It's just a quick grammar change. So it should read, the department increases its efforts in facilitating the migration from road to rail. It's a minor thing. And then I would propose a 7.6. I agree with the points that are there, but I think we didn't say anything about the road accidents. And I don't want to make a political point. I just want to make a committee point that we call on the department to do more to reduce road accidents or something. You can word it however you think is appropriate, but I just think we haven't said anything about road accidents in this, and I think the minister would even agree that we should try to do more to reduce the road deaths. So I'm open to wording, but I would suggest something like, the committee notes the high rate of road deaths in South Africa and urges the department to do more in its efforts to reduce the road deaths. However you want to word it, but that's my suggestion.
Honorable Suka.
Yes, Chairperson, I think I will agree with the speaker to say let's include that, because it's a real annual event, and every time our budget is rocketing. And the number of fatalities are quite high. So I think let's take that point. I don't have a good English, but I think it's much better.
Yes, I also agree with that. And we did discuss that in the committee. Mm. And we even observed that the department was actually shifting the targets and reducing its target, and we wanted them, which is why this whole discussion came about of improving the training of drivers. But we also made an observation that the department was beginning to move in terms of ensuring that all the matriculants obtain the driver's licenses when they pass. And we then made also a comment to say the department should consider in looking at the training program of the South Korea and the training program of Japan, which focuses on ensuring that drivers understand the focuses on safety to ensure that drivers are more trained to prevent accidents from happening, because we did talk about that. I also think that there's just one part for me missing, that of two things. It's We recommend that the department moves with speed when they are processing policies, because the two policies that they have been working on, the scholar policy and the maritime policy has taken them more than 4.5 years to complete. And we are making that observation that they are taking a very long time, and they should speed up the process so that. And then the second issue that we also made was that the Shovagalula has disappeared, and we would want Shovagalula to be brought back to the main, but also with a focus of ensuring that the production of those bicycles happens in South Africa, and it also happens within a context of dealing with job creation and poverty in underdeveloped areas. We debated that at length.
Chairperson, I agree with half of your second point. I don't think it should be done in rural areas, but I understand your position, so I'm not going to argue with you. We agree to disagree, I think, but that's okay. We are allowed to disagree sometimes.
I would urge Honorable Ollis to check with his colleagues, because we were in one in this before you came. We did discuss this, and we were all as a portfolio committee in agreement with that. We can't have the bicycles delivered in the rural areas without ensuring that even the production takes into consideration the issue of job creation and poverty. We did not specifically say the factory should be in the rural areas, but we said the production should take into consideration those facts of job creation and poverty reduction in the country.
Okay, I will discuss with my colleagues. Thanks.
And where does he disagree, so that maybe he can...
No. He is saying that we are saying production should be happening in the rural areas. That's not what we are saying. We are saying production should take into consideration issues of job creation and poverty in the country. And we know where those things happen.
Let us
agree on the principle, because we agree on the principle.
I agree with you that we must build bicycles in the country. That's the part I absolutely agree, because I'm sick and tired of importing everything from everywhere. I agree completely on it. I think we just disagree about where to put the factory, and that's not a big deal.
No, we are not saying, we have not dictated where the factory should be. We are saying the principle is that when those factories are established, they should take into consideration issues of poverty and job creation.
And that is in the industrial policy of this country. You can't just do that.
So, Chairperson, we'll be having 7.6, 7.7 with the two additions that we've made.
No, 7.8.
Yeah, 7.8, yeah, that's what I was saying.
7.6,
7.7. 7.8. Yeah. I was going to ask if we adopt the policy amendment. How about that? Through you, Chairperson, may I move that we adopt the report with the amendments that we've just made?
Chairperson, I just want to note that there are three different things, just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding this time. There is the strategic plan, which we've written a document on, which I'm happy with. There's this report as amended, which I'm happy with. But this isn't the actual budget. So if the DA decides we're going to vote no on the budget, that doesn't mean that I'm disagreeing with this report and I don't want to have a fight later in the House. I agree with this report and I agree with the strategic plan, But I'm not sure about the rands and cents of things like the e-toll and buses and all that, which I might argue about in the House. It's not a confusion. I'm happy with the report on the record. I'm happy with the strategic plan. I'm concerned about some of the budget numbers, and we'll debate that in the House. Okay. And I've got to ask my colleagues too, because I don't make the decision on my own. I've got my Honourable Krambok and my leader, Honourable Mazibuko, and so on, that must be consulted. Thank you.
Chair, you ruled me out of order if I'm taking you a little back. On observation number 7.3, when I'm looking at the recommendation, maybe this observation is with regard to the rural transport plan, which was approved and not implemented, or just because there was no funding made available by Treasury. So don't you want to say something about that, because it is important in your recommendation, 7.3, page 15, observation 7.3. Yes. Maybe it's a wrong document. Maybe that I'm speaking to. Okay. Oh, okay. Take my mind. No, I will put that to the point.
But also, if there is that locus, we are making that observation, then in the recommendations of the that very same report, you should be picking that up as a recommendation. That is the point he is making. You are correct. Yes. So we will also amend that to include what he has filtered in. Okay. On the first document, under observation, read 7.3.
Can I just then clarify, are we saying we want to move 7.3 also into the budget document? Is that what we're doing?
No.
No.
We were talking about this first document, the strategic plan, and that we made an observation of 7.3. But when we come to the recommendation, that falls out. We are not recommending on it. But it, in the observation, it becomes a serious observation because the rural plan is there, but it doesn't have the funding and it has not been implemented. And he is making a good observation that we can't be making that observation of a plan that has not been implemented due to lack of funding. And then when it comes to the recommendations, we are not saying anything about it. Do you understand now? Okay. Now, can we go back to what we were doing, this report? Where were we?
I think you were asking for, are there any objections to the report on the budget being approved? And I said I had no objections to the report, but there may be objections to the budget numbers in the House, but that's not for now, that we can stand it. Good.
Thank you.
In terms of the procedure, we are supposed to be having something that says the committee has considered the report and has approved it. Yeah. That is the conclusion, but it's not here. Okay. So what do we do that?
Yes.
You will put it here.
I think now that we have agreed with the report, with the amendments, surely who secretary will have to update the report so that before you sign it, also you satisfy yourself and then it's done. It's through. Because we have adopted.
Let's have a mover for the adoption of the report and a seconder.
Can you just say for the record that we adopt the report as amended with points 7.5, 7.6, 7.7, etc., then we know which version we're adopting. Because that's where the confusion always comes in. We say we adopted, and then the other points we didn't have the whatever. So just, I would say we adopt the report as amended by points, what are they? Yeah, 7.6, 7.7, and 7.8. Then it's fine, then we've got the extra points in on the record, and then obviously the chairperson would assign it when it starts.
Honorable Olio, move as you are moving.
I move, sir.
Oh, you are moving.
I so move that the report be adopted as amended with the additional points 7.6, 7.7, and 7.3. 7.8. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a mover for the report on the budget of the budget 37 of the Department of Transport. Can we have a seconder?
You see, I don't want to be the second of this report and then the chairperson stands up in the house and says, now I come later and I argue with her about the budget. Long as we're clear, I adopt.
The report is separate from the budget.
Okay, I will then move I will second the adoption of this report, not the budget, this report on the budget. Just want to be clear.
Members, also at ease, because look, as we are going to debate, all of us, surely we'll reflect on the budget. Where it has decreased, we'll raise the bar. Where it has increased, we'll also reflect on that. So I'm saying it's politics in Parliament. Thank you, Chairperson.
The report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on Budget Vote Number 37 of the Department of Transport has been adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Thank you very much. Can we then go to the minutes? We'll start with the minutes of the 30th of April. The 17th of April. Manga, never. Oh, 15. Is that the minutes of the 15th of the 16th of April? We are on page 1. Page 2. And page 3. Thank you. Can we have a mover and a seconder?
Yeah, I mean, it's very little content, so I'm quite happy to approve the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of April, because it just says there were discussions. It doesn't say what the discussions were, so it's fine. Okay. Except that I move the adoption of that report.
Okay. Any second? Not a thing, yes. Good.
Oh.
I second the adoption of the minutes. Thank you. And the preparing file. Thanks. The minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport, the meeting held on the 16th of April, hereby adopted. Can we move to the minutes of the 17th of April? We are on page 1. Page 2. And page 3. Can we have a mover? Pepper?
Chairperson, I move the minutes of the 17th of April. Thank you.
Seconda? Honorable Spoke.
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the Portfolio Committee meeting held on the 17th of April 2013 are hereby adopted. We move to the minutes of the 30th of April. Page 1, page 2, and page 3. Honorable Ngele.
I move the adoption of the minutes of April
8th. Second the minutes of Tuesday, 30th April.
The minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport of a meeting held on 30th of April are hereby adopted. We are now on the minutes of the 14th of May. We are on page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Can we move for the adoption?
Chairperson, I adopt the minutes. I move the adoption of the minutes. I move for the adoption of the minutes on the 14th of May. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. The minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport of a meeting held on the 14th of May 2013 are hereby adopted. Thank you very much. I declare the meeting closed. Okay.
Thank you. Can I just ask the honorable member Duma to remain? I'm ordering you the whip to remain behind. no, all right.
Para el donde era más fácil.